Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most commonly misunderstood topics in the entire EdExcel physics specification. And honestly, once it clicks, it's one of the most satisfying. We're talking about weight versus mass, topic 2.3. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Aren't they basically the same thing? You step on a scale, it says 60 kilograms, that's your weight, right? Well, actually, no. And that confusion right there is exactly what examiners are looking for. Candidates who can clearly distinguish between weight and mass are the ones picking up those easy marks. So let's make sure that's you. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define both terms precisely, use the formula W equals mg confidently, explain why your weight would change on the moon but your mass wouldn't, and avoid the most common mistakes that cost students marks every single year. Let's get into it. So let's start with the big question. What actually is the difference? Mass is the quantity of matter in an object. That's it. It's how much stuff you're made of, all those atoms and molecules packed together. Mass is measured in kilograms, and here's the crucial thing. It does not change. Whether you're sitting in your bedroom in Manchester, floating on the International Space Station, or standing on the surface of Mars, your mass is exactly the same. Mass is what we call a scalar quantity, which means it only has a size or magnitude, no direction involved. Weight, on the other hand, is a force. Specifically, it is the force acting on an object due to gravity. And because it's a force, it's measured in newtons, not kilograms. This is higher tier content, but it's worth knowing for everyone. Weight is a vector quantity, meaning it has both magnitude and direction. Weight always acts downwards, towards the center of whatever large body is pulling on you. Here's a really useful analogy. Imagine you have a bag of sugar. Let's say it's 1 kilogram. That 1 kilogram of sugar is its mass. Now the force that gravity exerts on that bag of sugar, pulling it down towards Earth, that's its weight. On Earth, that bag would weigh 10 newtons. Take that same bag to the moon, and it still has a mass of 1 kilogram, same amount of sugar, same number of sugar molecules, but it would only weigh about 1.6 newtons because the moon's gravity is much weaker. This brings us to the formula, and you absolutely must know this one. W equals m times g. W is weight, measured in newtons. M is mass, measured in kilograms. G is the gravitational field strength, measured in newtons per kilogram. On Earth, EdExcel uses G equals 10 newtons per kilogram. That's the value you should use in calculations, unless the question tells you otherwise. On the moon, G is approximately 1.6 newtons per kilogram. On Mars, it's about 3.7. On Jupiter, a whopping 24.8. So if you have a mass of 60 kilograms, your weight on Earth would be 60 multiplied by 10, which gives you 600 newtons. On the moon, it would be 60 multiplied by 1.6, which is 96 newtons. Your mass? Still 60 kilograms wherever you go. Now let's talk about how we measure these two things, because this comes up in exams regularly. Mass is measured using a top pan balance. You might have used one in the lab. You place the object on the pan and it gives you a reading in grams or kilograms. Crucially, a top pan balance compares the object against known masses, so it gives the same reading regardless of where you are in the universe. Weight is measured using a calibrated spring balance, which you might know as a Newton meter. This works by measuring the force that gravity exerts on the object. The spring stretches more when the gravitational pull is stronger. If you took a Newton meter to the moon, it would give a different reading than on Earth, even for the same object, because the gravitational field strength is different. Let me also flag something really important about the formula W equals mg, and specifically about units. Examiners see this mistake every single year. Candidates are given a mass in grams and forget to convert it to kilograms before substituting into the formula. If you're given, say, 500 grams, you must divide by 1,000 to get 0.5 kilograms before you do anything else. Fail to do that, and your answer will be off by a factor of 1,000, and you'll lose marks. Let's also think about the proportional relationship. Because W equals mg, we can say that weight is directly proportional to gravitational field strength. If g doubles, weight doubles. If g halves, weight halves. Examiners love asking you to use this proportional reasoning, especially in questions about different planets. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Common mistake number one, writing weight in kilograms. I cannot stress this enough. Weight is a force and is measured in newtons. If you write the weight is 60 kilograms in an exam, you will not get that mark. Weight is in newtons. Mass is in kilograms. Burn that into your memory. Common mistake number two, saying that mass changes on the moon, it does not. Mass is invariant, that means it stays constant everywhere. Only weight changes when gravitational field strength changes. Common mistake number three, confusing gravitational field strength with gravity as a vague concept. Examiners want precise language. Don't write because gravity is less on the moon. Write because the gravitational field strength G is less on the moon, so the weight force is smaller. Now, for command words. If a question says, state the difference between weight and mass, that's a 1 or 2 mark question. Keep it brief and precise. Weight is a force measured in newtons. Mass is the quantity of matter measured in kilograms. If a question says, explain why an astronaut's weight changes on the moon but their mass does not, that's asking for the why. You need to use the word because and link the change in weight to the change in gravitational field strength using W equals mg. For a 6 mark question comparing weight and mass, use the DUVM structure: definition, unit, vector or scalar, and method of measurement. Cover all four for both quantities and you're looking at full marks. When you're calculating, always show you're working. Write the formula first, then substitute values, then calculate. If you make an arithmetic error but your method is correct, you can still earn method marks. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question one, what is the unit of weight? Newtons. N, not kilograms, newtons. Question two, what is the formula linking weight, mass, and gravitational field strength? W equals mg. Question three, a student has a mass of 70 kilograms. What is their weight on Earth, where G equals 10 newtons per kilogram? 70 multiplied by 10 equals 700 newtons. Question four, does mass change when you travel from Earth to Mars? No, mass is invariant. It stays the same everywhere. Question five, which instrument measures weight? A top pan balance or a Newton meter? A Newton meter measures weight. A top pan balance measures mass. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a lightning summary. Mass is the quantity of matter measured in kilograms, and it never changes. Weight is the force due to gravity measured in newtons, and it changes with gravitational field strength. The formula is W equals mg. On Earth, g is 10 newtons per kilogram. Mass is measured with a top pan balance. Weight is measured with a Newton meter. Always convert grams to kilograms before calculating. And for higher tier, weight is a vector, mass is a scalar. If you can remember those points, you are well on your way to nailing this topic in your exam. Thanks so much for listening. Keep revising, keep practicing those past paper questions, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this!